The ads featured New Jersey Governor Chris Christie at the beach with his family. New Jersey Congressman Frank Pallone and many other Democrats have long complained about that casting, given that Governor Christie was running for re-election last year and the ads were paid for with federal Sandy relief funds. But Pallone also questions the bidding process, which awarded a $4.7 million contract to the marketing and public relations firm MWW, even though another finalist undercut the winning bid by more than $2 million.
The one that was the low bidder specifically said that they weren't going to include the governor. And from what I can see, that was the major difference, the price and the fact that he was going to be included in the ad.
So back in August, Pallone asked the Inspector General of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to review the contract. Last week, he said he heard back that an early review had found enough evidence to justify a full audit. The Christie administration released a statement questioning the timing of that announcement when the governor is still dealing with the fallout from controversial lane closures on the George Washington Bridge. A spokesperson still maintains the campaign was handled appropriately, that it effectively lured tourists to the shore, and that the Obama administration had signed off on the use of Sandy money to promote tourism. Previously, a Christie spokesman explained that MWW was chosen for its ability to get the work done, and that its bid was more expensive because it involved more work and more labor.
Yeah, not true.
Shannon Morris is the president and owner of Sigma Group, the firm that had the lower bid but didn't get the job.
And I think if you sat and really reviewed the bids and the documents, the pricing and the proposal and the reach and the frequency of our plan compared to theirs were extremely comparable.
She says her campaign would have featured small business owners to show that the shore had rebounded and would be ready for tourists. Tracy Samuelson, WHYY News.